when it comes to missing a run, I have to channel my inner Rock and tell you that it doesn't matter if you miss a run. All right? It really doesn't matter. Hopefully I didn't just blow your earballs out. Episode 499 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, staying on track during the holidays. Hey guys, real quick before we get started today, just want to let you know that Health IQ is back. They sponsored some episodes a while back, and they're back for some more. And one of the reasons that I really, you know, love this company and welcome them back as a sponsor, because believe it or not, not just everybody can sponsor the show. It's got to be a company or a product or a service that I believe in and that I think is useful to you guys. Ultimately. That's one of the biggest barriers that must be cleared. If it doesn't make sense for you guys, then I don't want a company on here as a sponsor. But Health IQ fits the bill because what they do is they're a company that helps find better cost life insurance for people who are active, for people that are health conscious. And as runners, that we qualify. So, you know, talking about life insurance may not always be the most exciting thing. It's something that you like to talk about, that you want to talk about, but, it's definitely an important, you know, thing that you need to consider. And, you know, as runners, if you go through Health IQ, you can save some money. And why is that? Because like I said, runners are just healthier. We have a, you know, lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease, lower risk of death from cancer than the general public. So why should we have to pay the same prices for our life insurance that the general public does? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And, that's why Health IQ comes together and they work with life insurance companies to provide special rates just for those that are active, for us as runners, for people that, you know, are CrossFitters, cyclists, whatever, other types of active people that are a little bit more health conscious than maybe the general public tends to be. You can save some money on your life insurance premiums by going through Health IQ. And if you want to support the show in so doing, go to healthiq.com/dizruns. That way, it shows them that they came to the show, or that you came to the show. Or at least that this is where you heard about them. And, you know, you can find out more information, get a quote, and see if the offerings that they have are right for you and your family's insurance needs. So, enough about that. Now let's go ahead and dive into the topic du jour. And that is, the holidays. As the holidays are approaching, I mean, it's the 1st of December as this episode gets released. You know, the end of the year sounds like it's, on paper at least, always sounds like it's going to be a fun time. You know, we're going to have, you know, some time off from work. The kids are going to be off from school. Maybe there's going to be some snow. Maybe you're going to do some traveling, see some family. But when it actually kind of starts to happen, it tends to be a little bit more stressful, I think, than we plan for it to be. And as runners, as people who I think for the most part we're creatures of habit, this can be a really tough time of year because the routine just goes right out the window. And, you know, your normal days of running, your normal times of day for running, they don't happen as regularly as we want them to happen. Just because of the crazy schedule, visiting family, weather conditions, a little too much to drink last night, whatever the case might be. There's a whole host of reasons that, our schedule gets thrown out of whack. And, you know, the diet gets off, you're going to the kids' Christmas parties, you've got the Christmas, office party. You just got all of the things going on and it just becomes a super stressful time. And if you're not careful, the running can, you know, your running habit, your running routine, can become as much of a stressor as everything else going on. And that's what we want to avoid. That is, you know, the goal from now until whenever things calm down, you know, the 4th, 5th, 6th of January, something like that, when, you know, all the New Year festivities are behind us and all right, let's focus on the new year, getting settled back into the routine and let's move forward. Between now and then, how do you stay on track? It's tough. And so a couple of things that I would encourage you to do, and this one, at least this first one, aims for definitely for, setting the bar maybe a little bit lower than you normally would, but, aim for good enough. You know, I know I'm guilty of this and I know, and I'm not even as type A as maybe some of you guys are, but, a lot of us, you know, like we expect ourselves to run every day that we're supposed to, hit all of our paces, do everything that we're supposed to do to make a good quality workout, whatever that means to you. That's the standard we hold ourselves to. And this time of year, I think that is a dangerous standard, a dangerous target to try to hit, because life's crazy enough as it is. Life is hectic enough and throws us enough curveballs for the other 11 months of the year. And in December, when just everything's going crazy, like I said, when you've got, it's not unheard of for over the course of a week to have something crop up just about every single night. You know, you've got your office party, you've got your spouse's office party, you've got the neighborhood Christmas party, you got the kids' Christmas pageant at school, you got to try to get some extra work done because you're going to be off of work for maybe a week or two, depending on how much vacation you get. We've got the end of the year stuff coming up, so if you got, you know, taxes, things like that to file for end of the year, or just end of the year quotas, or just at work, you know, you've got all kinds of things. And so it's life's crazy enough normally. Now it's worse. So to think that you're going to be able to be perfect with your running this month is just setting yourself up for failure in 99% of the time. So aim for good enough, lower the bar a little bit, not in a way that you're allowing yourself to just be a slacker, but just in a way that you recognize that I'm going to do the best I can, and the best I can is going to have to be okay. You know, I might miss a run or two. I might have to cut a run short. You know, a planned 12 or 13 mile long run might have to be 5, and that might have to be good enough. And that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay. It's not going to undermine your fitness. It's not going to set you back. Is it everything that you wanted it to be? Is this month of training going to be the best month of your year? Probably not. But as long as you stay consistent with doing your runs most of the time, getting them in when you can, adjusting your schedule as necessary, when 2018 gets here, when the new year gets here, when life calms back down, you're not going to have regressed. You're going to be right where you started this month, and you'll be ready to make progress in the new year and move towards your goals for the next year. Okay. So don't worry about trying to be perfect. Instead, aim for good enough. Aim for being, 75-80% of the way there for your normal training. You hit that, you're coming out of this month in a good place. Okay. And, you know, in saying that kind of means that by default, you're going to probably miss a run or two. And I know a lot of runners that can get kind of bent out of shape for missing a run. You start to think, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. My fitness is going to take a nosedive. Oh, I didn't get my speed work in this week. Like, I'm going to slow down, blah, 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 blah. When it comes to missing a run, I have to channel my inner Rock and tell you that it doesn't matter if you miss a run. All right. It really doesn't matter. Hopefully I didn't just blow your earballs out. That was what I was trying to avoid. I stepped back from the microphone. But I really can't say that phrase, that it doesn't matter, without channeling the Rock from back in the day. But seriously, in all seriousness, back on target, stop the digressions, Diz, get back on point. Missing a run or two doesn't matter. Especially when you zoom out and you look at the bigger picture. You know, I talk a lot about consistency. I talk a lot about how important it is to be in somewhat of a routine and stick with the normal flow of things throughout life and making sure that your running fits into that normal routine. And I do think that that's important. But when you zoom in and look at a week or a half of a week or even a month, having a couple of holes doesn't diminish the consistency. You know, if you let one missed run turn into a month of not running, that's a consistency problem. If you're traveling, going to visit family for the holidays, you're stuck in an airport one day, you get a little bit of driving to do, you're packing, unpacking, visiting family, whatever, and you don't run for 3 days, when you have a chance to run on that fourth day, just go out and grab a few miles and you're going to be fine. You're probably going to feel a lot better after you grab those couple 3 miles. But, you know, it's okay that you miss a day or two, especially this time of year, but any time of year. It is okay. It doesn't really matter if you miss one or two here and there. All right? Try to be consistent. Try to do your best. But respect and expect that this time of year, it's not going to be perfect. You're not going to be on point with every single workout. And that's okay. It's not going to set you back. I promise. And the last thing I want to leave you with today, the last point I want to make is that this time of year, when things are a little bit more crazy, like I said, maybe you've had a little bit too much eggnog, or you've had a longer night than normal because there was the office party and you ate some stuff that you wouldn't normally eat, and you wake up feeling just a little bit, less than stellar. Don't try to do too much in that. When in doubt, skip the hard runs. Substitute out a hard run for an easy run. You know, if you're supposed to do a tempo run and your body's not feeling it that morning, just run easy. If you've got the in-laws over and all of the extended family and they're all at your house, they're tearing your house apart, and you're like, I just need to get outside and go for a run, do it. Get out and go for a run. But don't try to run hard. Don't try to hammer out a tempo run. Don't try to crush some speed repeats. Just go out and get an easy run. And the reason for that is because to your body, stress is just stress. Whether it's the stress of family, whether it's the stress of travel, whether it's the stress of being hungover in the morning, whatever it is, whether it's the stress of a workout, whether it's the stress of a good hard run, stress is stress to your body. And this time of year, most of the time of year, but especially this time of year, we've got so much stress going on that the last thing we really need to do is add more stress to the mix, add more fuel to the fire. It's just gonna make things worse instead of making them better. So, you know, when you're feeling stressed, I get it that I feel better after I go for a run, that it helps me to de-stress. And I'm assuming that for many of you, that's probably also the case. But do yourself a favor and make that run an easy run. Make that run something where you're just cruising. Maybe you leave the headphones at home. Maybe you bring me with you, because the dulcet tones of my voice just make your heart sing and make you feel so much less stressed. There's maybe one person out of the hundreds that listen to the show, hopefully one of these days thousands of people that listen to the show, that might be true of. I doubt that that's true for most of you. So leave me at home. That's fine. I'm okay. I'll be there for the next run. I'll be there tomorrow. But if you need just some stress-free, stress-burning, easy miles, leave the music behind, leave the podcast behind, maybe leave the watch behind, or maybe put some tape over it so you're not focused on your pace. Just go out nice and easy, cruise. Maybe it's in the evening. Check out the Christmas lights. Check out the decorations. Just have a moment of peace and quiet for the first time since the family showed up. But don't add more stress to your plate by running hard, and definitely don't add more stress to your plate by freaking out because you didn't run according to your schedule. Okay. That's just gonna make things worse instead of better. That's gonna add more pressure till eventually something blows, whether it's you know, an injury, whether it's just, you know, you blow up on your family and say some things that you don't want to do, you know, or don't want to say. We don't want those situations to happen. So use running this month as a pressure release by running easy, enjoying yourself, getting some fresh air, and having fun. Okay. And like I said, when the schedule gets a little bit hectic and you miss a run here and there, it's okay. You're going to be good. As long as you're good enough this month with your training, you're going to be in a great place to start next month and really move forward again. So that's my plan for surviving these next 5 weeks or so of holiday crazy. And with my running, I'm going to be low stress. I'm probably not going to do any speed work or tempo work at all. So it's going to be easy runs, go out and cruise, sometimes with the headphones, sometimes without the headphones, just getting out, relaxing and enjoying a little bit of alone time when everything else is, when there is no more alone time, because there's family in town. You know, Rebecca and Addison will be off of school for a couple weeks, so they'll be home every day, which is great. But every once in a while, like, I just need to be by myself. And maybe I'll let Bailey come along with me because she's a good running partner and she doesn't talk. So that helps too. But, you know, gotta have the dog with me. And actually, I mean, it helps her to be calmer too, which helps to bring the stress level down. So everybody wins when dad takes the dog for a run. But, anyway, and enough of me rambling on. This holiday season, enjoy yourself, enjoy your running, but recognize that it's a crazy time of year. So just do the best you can and that's going to be okay. And that's actually going to be good enough when all is said and done. So that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed this one. Hope this one helps, gives you something to think about between now and the end of the year. And if you have any questions about things that maybe I can help you with related to navigating your training and your running or during the course of the holidays, just let me know. I'm always happy to help. You can find me on the Twitters at DizRuns. You can shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And you can leave a comment for this episode or any episode at the show notes and the show notes for this episode. Featuring some good, I think good, memes and a little bit of a GIF as well. DizRuns.com/499. 499. Can you believe it? Episode 500 next week. It's going to be a good one. So until then, please be well. Please take care. And thanks again to Health IQ. If you're looking for some life insurance, healthiq.com/DizRuns. Check it out and save yourself a few bucks on your premiums as well, which is always a good thing. And definitely, like I said, something that isn't fun to talk about, but something that you probably need to think about at least once in a while. And why not do it right now so you're starting the new year without having to think about it as well. HealthIQ.com/DizRuns. And until next time, please be well, take care, and we'll talk soon. All right, guys?
See you.